final and everyone at the stadium on Sunday. That's May 2026. Kickoff 15 hours. Three among these big machines will reign champion this year. Right now, tickets now at www.betplay and catch the action live on SuperSport and at the Facebook page. One match, one champion, season. Just for now. Action.
The headline, government intervenes in local electric appliance and equipment company led by Dixon. Three suspects arrested over killing of the two policemen in Chipangali district. And global news are preaching that the Maltese NATO have held back Victory Day parade. Government has intervened to resolve the industrial unrest at the Apollo Water Supply and Sanitation Company Limited following complaints from workers over alleged mismanagement and intimidation. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Colin Gilbert says that the ministry has engaged both management and Thunder Water and Sanitation Engineering and Allied Workers Union after the union raised concerns of the appropriation of funds, intimidation of workers and union leaders, flawed recruitment procedures, unpaid overtime allowance of years, and poor condition of a company motivator. Mr. Gray has since directed management and the union to urgently hold consultative meetings to resolve the concerns amicably and restore industrial harmony, and has instructed that a comprehensive report on the resolutions from each point being submitted by 30th May 2026. The minister says government remains committed to protecting workers' rights, promoting dialogue and ensuring adherence to labor laws, collective agreements, and principles of good industrial relations. Mr. Zoller has reassured all employees at the Apollo Water Supply and Sanitation Company that the matter is receiving the necessary attention and every effort is being made to ensure fairness, stability, and continued industrial harmony within the institution. This is contained in a statement issued by Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation Principal Public Relations Officer Chris Gioni. Three suspects have been arrested in connection with the murder of a 55-year-old footballer in Peru in Chipangali district in Eastern Province. The Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Lenga says the incident occurred on 7th May 2026 between 12:05 and 13:30 hours at the Chenga Primary School ground in Chief Matita area. Mr. Lenga says the now deceased Donald Kanga of Magari Supply was officiating at a temporary parade during a football match when he was legally murdered by players and supporters of the Kanga United football team. He has said in a statement that three suspects from Chiefs Shanga, who had gone into hiding after the incident, were apprehended last evening during investigations and are currently in police custody while other suspects remain at large. Mr. Lenga says that investigations are ongoing. The International Labour Organization, ILO, with funding from the government of Japan, has launched a 12-month sustainable work management youth empowerment project in Central Province, targeting 100 young women and girls. The project aims to equip participants with skills to turn electronic rights into economic opportunities while tackling a growing public health and environmental challenge. Speaking during the project presentation to Cabinet Minister Council Public Health Officer of the Hafti City State, ILO project manager Jerry Kilo Mundo said any work remains a largely neglected issue in Zambia, and that the program is designed to transform any work into sustainable livelihoods while building a system that benefits communities across Central Province. Ms. Mundo stressed that ILO is committed to turning any work into jobs and creating an ecosystem that supports both environmental protection and economic empowerment. She added that the project will recruit participants from 11 districts in Central Province, prioritizing young women from low-income households, while beneficiaries will include ICT, electronics, and environmental studies graduates. as well as that person for the victim. Meanwhile, Acting Council and Director of Public Health, Christopher Tunga, said the council is committed to improving solid waste management in Kabul, and said the local authorities advance waste collection services in the Prince of Business District and 14 markets through franchise companies.
So there is a need for us to upgrade the standards of our dumpers, even if they don't do everything. So, one of the things we need is to make it so that right now, if that street dumping, which is the main road, there's no proper funding. So, I see not a discussion here, it's a thing that we can do to make it.
Kosovo Province Police Commissioner Mwala Yui says investigations have continued into the recently unearthed firearms groups who have been used in criminal activities in Chingola. Last month, police arrested two suspects linked to the murder of Chingola taxi driver Gift Kachilambo. Mr. Yui disclosed that law enforcement officers are still pursuing the alleged mastermind behind the case following the arrest of two suspects. While other suspects were short-staged during police operations, he says that the suspect, currently in custody, has been appeared before court as investigations into the matter continue.
They are still investigating that matter, very, very active. The dossiers and those that are still alive, they are going to court. They should be before court now. But for the one that eluded the judgment, we still applied, and I want to inform you that last month we still applied, but we have not yet removed our sight from that direction. We are looking everywhere, so I can confirm to you that we don't have any more.
The Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, says local government and rural development minister Dick Fiala acted outside the law by attempting to reverse a Lusaka City Council decision to remain silent on the market. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Munda tells Fox News that while the organization does not support the decision to remain the market, the minister does not have power to overturn a law for reelection passed by the City Council. Mr. Munda says the minister's action goes beyond the powers given under Section 77 of the Local Government Act, adding that the same law cited by the minister clearly states that any lawful action already taken cannot be withdrawn or altered through ministerial intervention, explaining that only the full council has the authority to pass another resolution preventing its earlier decision. He explains that Section 77 of the Local Government Act was intended to deal with a local or irregular decision and not to give the Minister of General power to reverse council policy decisions because they are unpopular or politically sensitive. This follows a decision by the local government minister to reverse the Lusaka City Council's resolution to remain silent or alone in the market to HHW in the market.
The Zambian Civil Liberties Union wants to be very clear that we do not support the decision of the council to remain the Simon Wewa market, which on the face of this appears to have been influenced by the political consideration. But it is also important that public officials act within the confines of the law. In our considered view, the minister's action is ultra-vires Section 27, Subsection 1B of the Local Government Act. The same provision relied upon by the minister expressly states that no withdrawal or alteration shall affect anything lawfully done